Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 20th of September, and right now it's partly cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear in the morning, then partly cloudy. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 27 to high of 32, and with a heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with winds from the south at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict clear with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain in the evening, then partly cloudy. Southerly winds at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour, and chance of rain is on 50%. Morning humidity was on 77%, and it's supposed to drop on 66 by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 21%. Matri Mandir informs us that since today's All India strike, Matri Mandir will remain open only from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Aurovillians and newcomers only. They regret very much the inconvenience. Following excerpt is a short phone interview with Sebastian, one of the main organizers of Auroville Festival in the India International Center in Delhi, who is still there since the exhibition and films are keep going on until tomorrow afternoon, when Astra Patel with words of thanks and Jyoti with Japanese tea ceremony will close the festival.
Ciao, good morning, Sebastian.
Everything good morning, Andrea. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. And how is going there in New Delhi?
In New Delhi, it's slowed down a little bit since the weekend because obviously we have fewer programs on. The only thing left now is the nice art gallery presentation of the artworks of Auroville artists, which received great attention and continue to have. I mean, we have an average of about 100 to 150 people a day. And then on the first floor, there's the movies being shown, which are 8 hours of films about or on or made by Aurovillians. And people continue to come in and sign in the guest book and ask questions at the Auroville desk and exchange ideas. And I think the atmosphere is good. Some journalists continue to do small articles. There's a follow-up. So I think all in all, it's a continuation that is not without importance. And then tomorrow we pack up and come back to Auroville by the weekend.
Okay, so can I ask you, what is your personal impression about this week that is almost over?
This week has been very interesting on many levels. First of all, with the city of Delhi. I think the city of Delhi has gained a better understanding of what Auroville is about, can be, and the type of relationship they could have with it. I think the Aurovillians also who came have understood the importance of carrying on a communications with other cities or Delhi, first of all, but then also other cities and communicating outside and being involved with people who are interested to learn and to interact. For the artist and the art exhibition, it's been an important moment. We have gotten a lot of contacts. There are galleries, there are other artists, journalists who are interested in interacting with Auroville. And I think for the concept of the city and for the concept of our presence in South India, we need to consider that the capital here in Delhi requires a presence from Auroville, and I think this is the beginning of a new way of thinking, hopefully, or a way of thinking about our communications with different people, different cities. Our presence in Delhi and the Auroville Festival has to be seen in the future, and when we come back, we have spoken to Astra and the group that we have a meeting of the people that were present and all of us who participated, both here and there, to sort of try to understand what this is all about, besides the enjoyment and the excitement and the how this makes sense in a general plan of the city, how the communication is part of our existence and how this can become a regular thing, hopefully every 2 years, of communicating with the city or communicating with the outside world. So I think it may begin a dialogue, just like you have begun a dialogue with the radio, or you have begun a dialogue with the Auroville television as a form of communication. That is one form that reaches out to. This is another form. I think these are all part of our communications necessity, which many people maybe were not aware of before.
That's all. Okay, so practically your experience is to follow this presentation New Daily with something more regular and New Daily.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah. I would hope so, because then it can be also organized, you see, organized in a different way. This was organized, luckily it all worked out well, but maybe based more on the fact that several of us had more experience in doing these things. But I think if we put it on a schedule every 2 years or every 2.5 years or every 3 years, that you have to work towards a platform of communication, maybe also commercial units and non-commercial units, services. Everybody works towards having a communications platform and presenting some kind of a visual or physical participation of the work they're doing in Auroville and try to make it communicable to people outside.
Yeah.
So we exchange. So we don't feel... not only are we, because if the city is a city that humanity needs, then we have to dialogue with humanity.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
It's not just, it's not just for ourselves. We have to understand that we have a purpose, I think, that goes beyond just doing it in Auroville or doing whatever we do, but being able to exchange it. That is the value, the extreme value of something important. And I'm sure that was in the dream of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, that whatever of positive is produced in Auroville is communicated.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much, Sebastian. And
Andrea, thank you for calling. And we either hear from you before or we'll see each other in Auroville.
We will see here.
Ciao, Andrea.
Yeah, have a nice day. Bye.
Today at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in the International Zone, we are all invited to meet the new L'Avenir d'Auroville / Town Development Council team 2012-2018. Working Committee and Auroville Council informs the community that Mr. G. Dadatri passed away in his house in Chennai in the morning of September 12th at the age of 82. Mr. Dadatri was the first chief town planner of Chennai Metropolitan Development Authority, known for his vast experiences, complemented by a very friendly and encouraging nature. He was also a member of L'Avenir d'Auroville Advisory Group. Mr. Dadatri has been associated with Auroville for a very long time and was an instrumental figure in the formulation of Auroville's master plan. Through the years, he has been advising and guiding on the works related to land protection, regional planning, development in and around Auroville, and related legal matters. Whenever he saw an opportunity, he was among the first ones to promote the cause of Auroville with his usual enthusiasm and kind-heartedness. In remembrance of late G. Dadatri, they invite all to a quiet homage to him on 24th September at 5 p.m. under Banyan Tree at Mathe Mandir. Unity Pavilion team invites us to International Peace Day meditation at Unity Pavilion International Zone tomorrow at 3 p.m. They prepare simple meditation together at the Unity Pavilion around the peace table to call forth and meditate upon peace in all its vastness and power for Auroville, for humanity, for the earth. Today at 5:15 at Sautru, Dominica and Lua from Germany will introduce themselves and their dancing skills with a small performance, because they would like to offer the community ballroom and Latin dance classes on Thursdays at 5:30 at Sautru. You can contact them on 962-686-1263. At Visitor Center on Saturday at 8 p.m. you can follow the grand finale of the quiz show with prizes for all, presented by Genius Incorporated Production. On Saturday, 22nd September, in memory of late Marcel Masson, and the mime artist from France who single-handedly publicized the art of mime worldwide, passed away at the age of 84, and on that day, Rupert will hold the mime workshop at Life Education Center. This full-day workshop will be followed by a mime show scheduled at 4:30 p.m., presenting a few skits that were performed by Mime Masson. On 23rd of September at 11 a.m. at Kauai Healing Center in Harmony Hall, we can follow the urine therapy talk with Jimbo. At the Sugar Window Auditorium Bar at Niwas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we can see The Father of My Children, directed by Mia Hansen Love, made in France in 2009. At the Ecofilm Club Sodana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen documentary First Earth, Uncompromising Ecological Architecture, made in 2010 and directed by David Sheen. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish crime drama, The Man Who Copied, made in Brazil in 2003 by director Jorge Furtado. On Saturday at the same place and time, they will screen an international drama, War Alexandra, made in Russia in 2007 by director Alexander Sokorov with Galina Vishnevskaya and Vasily Shevtsov. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., they will show animation and adventure comedy Meet the Robinson, made in USA, 2007, by the director Stephen J. Anderson. And later on at 8 p.m. at David Lean Film Festival at Cine Club, we can see famous drama romance Lawrence of Arabia, made in UK in 1962, of course by director David Lean and with Peter O'Toole and Alec Guinness. According to the nature of the action, it brings you near to the divine or takes you away from him, and that is supreme consequence, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oralradio.org.